Introduction by Marion Mead. Dorothy Parker's reputation as one of the wittiest women of the 20th century was made on tart quotes and agile one-liners. She never quite managed to shed her image as a joker, even though she was a prolific writer of verse, short stories, literary and dramatic criticism, articles, eloquent war reporting, polemical essays, sketches, song lyrics, dramas, and screenplays. Her output across a half century was vast. Still, this wasn't enough for her. Real writers, she repeatedly reminded herself, write novels. So, in the mid-20s, fortified by a contract for a novel with a fantastical title, Sonnets in Suicide, or The Life of John Knox, she settled in the south of France and got down to business. But something began to go wrong, and soon she was describing Sonnets in Suicide as that goddamn book, an ominous sign. She gave up after a year of agony. Write novels, write novels, write novels. That's all they can say, she complained to her dear friend, the humorist Robert Benchley. Oh, I do get so sick and tired sometimes. Unable to admit failure, she chose a peculiar solution for resolving writer's block and impulsively swallowed a bottle of shoe polish. Asked why she became a writer, she once replied, "Need of money, dear." She never lost sight of the fact that writing is, after all, a business, and identified the two most beautiful words in the English language as check enclosed. Given her contempt for pretensions of any sort, even her own, she heartily disliked